The world knew him as Kathak dance maestro Chitresh Das, but my mother remembers him as a naughty boy nicknamed Bablu. As a young woman in Kolkata, she both studied and taught dance at a school his parents had opened.
His mother would always say, "Bablu, practice, practice." He was such a restless boy.
Now that restless boy is finally still. Pandit Chitresh Das passed away at 70. He had danced in San Francisco to mark his 70th birthday. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In the documentary Upaj, Improvise, Das remembers coming to California.
I left India in 1970 with $8 in my pocket. With a tabla
and his drums or tablas and his ankle bells or ghungrus.
My dream was to teach Americans. The cultural movement was going on, the hippie movement was going on, and there was all the movement was going on, you know.
He rented a room from a Vietnam vet with an alligator in his basement, then started teaching at the Ali Akbar College of Music in San Rafael. It was the age of Aquarius. Fresh from India, I was trying to impose discipline, and that was the very thing my students were trying to break, he once said.
There were very few Indians at this time. The new immigrants were just coming. So we have to do it all alone, bringing old tradition to a different country, which was difficult, but in the end, it was a lot of fun.
It forced Pandit Das to not just dance with spinning turns and lightning fast footwork, but to break it down and question it, says Antara Bharadwaj, the producer of Upaj. Bharadwaj learned to dance from Chitresh Das from when she was 9, and a family friend took her to his class.
We just thought it was some teacher in Fremont. Didn't realize like the incredible history that he was coming from, this legacy that he was a part of, you know, that it wasn't just some teacher, it was this master and living legend that was right here in our backyard.
She didn't know then that he learned to dance from a master who taught courtesans who lived in red light districts in Kolkata. But at the same time, he was being raised like many other boys in middle-class, independent India.
I was raised in a Roman Catholic school in the Salesian Order of Don Bosco School in Calcutta. I was a senior captain of football, soccer, cricket, and field hockey in my school.
And he danced. His classmates would taunt him as a girly boy. But his mother said, "Don't worry, Lord Shiva dances, and he's no girl." As he grew older, Chitresh Das realized that this dance was not about being male or female, but about duality, as he says in Upaj.
In Kathak dance, like in some other forms of Indian classical dance form, that you are a male and you are a female. You are a monster, you are a deer. You are a warrior, you are a beloved.
In the Bay Area, he didn't just set up his school Chandam. He kept pushing his dance to the limits. It was frustrating sometimes, says Bharadwaj.
Like, I remember he was invited to perform at the Olympics in Los Angeles, and they asked him to do a 12-minute piece. And he was just like, how am I supposed to showcase Indian classical dance in 12 minutes?
But he kept pushing himself, keeping one mantra in mind.
I mean, I think Panditji summarizes it quite well, where he says that you have to learn your tradition, and you have to hang on to it, but you also have to evolve with the times, because if you don't, you're finished.
So he evolved. He choreographed ensembles, not just solos, improvised with flamenco dancers and Balinese dancers and tap dancers. He worked with a mathematician from Harvard to develop something called Kathak Yoga.
Half di, na, di, ta di, na, tera, tera, tun.
And Chitresh Das was never boring. He'd make the sound of the Pink Panther theme with the bells on his bare feet and then veer off into a complex system of classical beats with equal verve. He once told me, "My birthplace is India, but my great home is California. He found solace in its giant redwoods. I created my Himalayas here, meditated in the redwoods and mountains," he said. "America forced me to look into India."
Only when you leave India will you understand what India is all about. He has had to carry India with him you know, in his heart, in his actions, in his speech, every aspect for, you know, the last 40 years. And he's very successfully created this, you know, institution that has, you know, I mean, 700 students worldwide, but, you know, even in the Bay Area alone, it's like 500 students.
Now he's gone, but the seed he planted will keep growing. There are famous schools of Kathak named after Indian cities, the Lucknow School, the Jaipur School. Perhaps one day there will be a San Francisco School. I think Chitrish Das would get a kick out of that. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Four is going on. Coordinate is four, right? Left, right, left, left, right, left, right. In electric train path, full speed.